welcome to this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurist podcast. I'm Evan Schumann. There is little debate in the enterprise security community that IoT devices pose serious cybersecurity challenges if they are not handled properly and strictly. But in the highly connected environments and threat landscapes of 2023, the biggest IoT problem may simply be visibility. It's been difficult enough to identify all IoT devices in a corporate building. This is especially true when facilities and maintenance tend to buy IoT door locks and IoT light bulbs without as much as a word to IT or security. Today, though, the problem is far worse. Not only can an enterprise have perhaps 80,000 remote sites, courtesy of employees and contractors working from home, but those workers are typically sharing their LAN with dozens of consumer-grade IoT devices. Any malware on those devices, they are just a quick VPN piggyback away from accessing the enterprise's most sensitive systems. And then there are the environments of partners and some customers across the planet. What about IoT sitting within the dozens of cloud environments your company touches? To figure out how to deal with the situation, we have with us today Samrat Chaudhuri, Global Practice Leader at Wipro. Samrat, how bad has the IoT situation gotten today?
It is very bad. IoT is most pervasive thing in our network nowadays. If we are not careful about it, we are working with targets on our back. You can find IP cameras, vending machines, printers, coffee machines in organizations' environment, even in manufacturing plants' environment. We have seen device-to-device communication, and some of them have inbuilt antennas to connect to external network. It is not a debate anymore, but it is a fact. Organizations do not have any clue on the number or type of devices connecting to their network. Often, the IT security focuses on what they know. I call it an iceberg symptom. Most organizations are completely blind about the problems of IoT.
Granted, the situation is very bad, but what are the best ways to pierce that invisibility? How do we increase visibility for IoT in the enterprise?
Reach out to your contract management. Contractually obligate suppliers to declare all IoT modules that they might have in their equipment. Secondly, home office workers should be asked to declare what is connecting to the home Wi-Fi network. If possible, enterprises need to provide secure Wi-Fi at home for their employees. Thirdly, I would recommend organizations to invest on tech, which can discover and constantly scan and manage IoT devices. Lastly, but very importantly, have operational resilience framework in place by creating comprehensive asset database so that one can bring together IoT risk and asset management. So having visibility of every single device, its security status and risks are key to successfully addressing this issue.
Those are great suggestions for contractors and employees and partners, but how do you deal with IoT leakage coming from customer interaction?
If you look at supplier risk management, right, where you're focusing on the supplier risk management, so whenever a supplier transfers a file or a device, the file or the device might have a backdoor in that. So contractually, we have to agree with our suppliers that their files, their devices, their software do not have any backdoor, and they have to be made liable for any breaches happens due to them. That is from the supplier side of the contractual agreement point of view, but from the organization's point of view, who is consuming those files and software, they need to have a robust process of supplier risk assessment of any delivery that they are getting from their suppliers. In OT environment, you have to give access to your machineries, to your suppliers, right, to make maintenance activities on your OT machines, right? When you give those access to your suppliers, you need to make sure that, first of all, they are authenticated. The connection that they are making from the system is clean. And thirdly, you have to make them access your system for a certain time period, right? So three-pronged access approach. One is that time limit for the access. Second is the authentication and authorization of the person who is logging in. The third is the making sure the system from where the person is accessing your device or your machine is clean, right? For that, there are solutions which we deploy in our customer environment to make sure that the pipe is clean, there is authentication, and then you can control the time and date of access.
What about other environments?
So for cloud, right, whenever you are migrating applications to the cloud, right, or whenever you are migrating data to the cloud, you have to first sanitize the data that you are migrating to the cloud. So you have to do data classification. You have to make sure the files are clean. You run it through your vulnerability assessment, those files, before you transfer them to the cloud, right? Apart from that, you have to make sure that cloud security posture management is implemented fully, and you know what are the risks of the files which are being transferred or which are there in the cloud, right? And CSPM kind of solution can identify the risk in your cloud about the files and about the data that you have, and then you can take mitigating actions on them.
What do you see as the biggest security errors that enterprises are making today when dealing with IoT visibility?
Fantastic question. So first of all, people do not have complete visibility of the environment. They know what they know, right? There are 2/3 of the devices which are underneath and people don't have a clue. And it can be devices. The exposure can be from the cloud, your HVAC system, your door access controls, your IP cameras, so many different devices and applications which are exposed to the internet, but as an organization, we do not manage those. So I think it's very important to do an attack surface area evaluation, which is a scanning, which can give you the details of what is the attack surface area that you have. And from there onwards, you can then take actions on those attack surface areas which are not being addressed by your current IT security policies.
For this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurist podcast, I'm Evan Schumann. Have a great and secure week.